Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor at St. Jerome on Sunday, July 7th, 2019, the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Cosi.
What a pleasure it is to be here in Walbridge. When the bishop told me that he was assigning me to St. Jerome's in Walbridge, my first question was, where's Walbridge? And so I've been here. And as I moved in, I actually moved in some of my boxes a couple weeks ago and met Father Eric. Well, I've known Father Eric for a long time. When I was discerning the priesthood, he was running a retreat in Cary, Ohio. So I've known Father Eric for almost 15 years. He was a big seminarian when I was just a high school student. And so as I was walking around, I was looking at the neighborhood, and it reminded me of my old neighborhood that I grew up in over at Lasky and Secor in the West Toledo area, except we don't have attached garages to our houses, so everything else pretty much looked the same to me. And the real throwback, which was kind of a time warp, was the 7-Eleven that you have here. The 7-Eleven that I went to is now turned into a Stop and Go, so I'm kind of glad that I can go and get a Slurpee again. As I reflected upon this neighborhood and everything, and as I got ready for my first homily, I began to think about my old neighborhood. And I grew up, I had two brothers. My dad was a firefighter. We were kind of the typical Irish-Italian family. Like, dad was a firefighter. All of our neighbors were police officers, firefighters, or they worked at Jeep Chrysler, and we were the only Italian people with an Italian name on the street. They were all Polish. A lot of Polish people lived, Polish Americans, in my neighborhood. And kind of my own little bubble, everybody was Catholic on the street. The other went to St. Clement, or they went to Christ the King. We went to Christ the King. Well, my little bubble began to expand when I was about 14 and a half, 15, when I started high school. And I moved to Toledo Central Catholic, and I began to meet people from Swanton, Temperance, Michigan, Perrysburg, Oregon. Never met a person from Walbridge before until I moved here. All over the area. And something that was neat about that was I met people from all different demographics. Inner city, affluent areas, all sorts of socioeconomic classes. So my little bubble of being in my little suburbia Catholic area had been expanded into people that weren't only Catholic, but were other Christian denominations. And I remember my bubble began to grow a little more. Another time my bubble grew was when I was 18, and I moved away for college. I went to Loyola in Chicago, and my roommate was Hindu, and some of my classmates were Jewish, and I had other friends that were from like the South Pacific Islands, so they were island-type people. And so my bubble that I had known of Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan, began to grow once more into like these world religions of people that I began to know. And what a great opportunity that the breath that God was inviting me into. And I began to think about my own religion, my own Catholic faith that my parents had given me. And I thought, if this is really real, if God is communicating with us, and there's all these different breaths of like God speaking to humanity, then it's got to be something very simple. It can't be something that you're going to read in a textbook that's kind of hidden for most people, because not everybody is scientifically or theological minded, that they got to pick up a book. But I thought, if God's going to communicate with me or anybody else, he's going to do it in a way that's very simple. He's going to do it in a way in which he created us. And so I began to think about the most simple thing that we have as people. It's relationships. We know this from the time that we're born. Babies know this right away. I need milk. I need mom. You have relationships. So the language in which God communicates to us is through our relationships. Our relationships with other people in a most beautiful and profound way. And so we can communicate with all sorts of things. My dog, my cat, but most profoundly with other human beings. So having a relationship with a human being is the most profound relationship of all. So all of a sudden, the idea of God becoming human made sense to me in many different ways. And if you get to know another human being, you want to know their history. You want to know their family. You want to begin to know that person. And how do we get to know Jesus Christ? We get to know his family. So then all of a sudden, the Holy Family made sense. Mary and Joseph. And then you get to know them. You get to know the whole Jewish faith. So Christianity began to make sense. And then all of a sudden, because of who Jesus was, the Jewish faith made sense to me. Then I thought, well, which branch of Christianity is it going to be? Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist, Cedar Creek? Which church makes the most sense? How has God communicated himself? And did God actually intend to form a church? Well, the answer was in today's gospel. Did you hear that Jesus appointed 72 others to go out and govern? He's establishing a hierarchy. And if you want to understand the scriptures, you have to understand the Jewish perspective of numbers. Moses did the same thing. He called 72 to carry on the idea of governing other people. Moses, one man, walked up a mountain, and he took three others with him. He took his older brother Aaron and Aaron's two sons. One man walking up a mountain with three others. Do we also see Jesus walking up a mountain of the Transfiguration with three others? Peter, James, and John. When Moses walks down with those three, he calls a representative from each of the 12 tribes. When Jesus walks down, he joins the 12 again that represent. There's a structure. And now we're at the point, Moses walks down and says, I can't meet everybody's needs. All these people are coming to me all day long to make judgments for them. And his wise father-in-law says, ask God to send the Spirit upon some other men to help you. And so 72 others receive this Spirit to help. Jesus also is commissioning them too. He established a structure within his church. Structures are very important, right? I don't want to be in this building if the supports and the structure aren't going to work. If we only have three walls, I don't want to sit in that back corner where it could fall on me. We depend upon structure. When I watch a football game, I like the structure of the game. It's what makes it enjoyable. When I hear music being played, I like things to be played in the right key, with the right pitch. It makes it enjoyable. If not, it causes discord and harmony. Structures are very important for our peace. So our Lord knew that when he established the church. And so it is the Roman Catholic Church that gives us the structure established by Jesus, to hear who he is and to enter into relationship with him. So throughout time, the structure continues over 2,000 years to begin to hear the voice of God, to pass on the story to the next generation, so all people can enter into relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. And what a privilege it is for me to be part of that structure, to begin to carry on the message to you. My whole thing is, if you understand your history, you'll understand your identity. And if you understand who you are, you know where you're going. If you don't understand who you are and where you came from, then you'll always be at a loss. You'll be caught, and you'll try to cling on to everything else. The idea is to enter into the greatest story ever told, the greatest love story with Jesus Christ. So that's my mission as a pastor. I did not build this building. Father Eric continued it and built upon it. And my job as a pastor is to enter into relationship with you and you with me so we can walk together to continue to hear the voice of God and to draw all humanity closer to him. And what a great privilege it is to do that and to worship with you. So I'm excited to be here at St. Jerome, and I'm excited to walk that journey with you. And so I hope you are willing to walk with me as well.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.